And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the Syrian poet Nizar Kabani, born in Damascus in 1923. It's the anniversary of the day Alcatraz was closed in San Francisco Bay in 1963, the federal prison. It was simply too expensive to operate. And it was on this day, 1965, thousands of marchers led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. left Selma, Alabama, headed for Montgomery to protest the disenfranchisement of black voters. It was Dr. King's third attempt to make the march. The previous two had been turned back, but this time there were 25,000 marchers, and they got all the way to Montgomery. And today is the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach, born in Eisenach, Germany in 1685. Born into a large extended family of Lutheran musicians, many of whom were also named Johann. They were distinguished by their different middle names. His parents died when he was 10. He went off to live with his older brother, Johann Christoph, who was a church organist, and Bach became an organist himself, although he did not take his work all that seriously. He was known to sneak off during the sermon on Sunday morning to mess around with a local girl down in the wine cellar of the church. The girl was his second cousin, whom he would later marry. He was an organist in the court of the Duke Wilhelm Ernst in Weimar, where he wrote his Toccata and Fugue in D minor and Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. He got another job with Prince Leopold, and while he worked for him, he wrote the Brandenburg Concertos and the Well-Tempered Clavier. Bach had 7 children with his second cousin, Maria Barbara, 14 years of marriage, and after she died, he married a singer named Anna Magdalena, with whom he had 13 children, less than half of whom survived past the age of 5. 2 of his children went on to become musicians and composers in their own right. He was a happy family man. He was deeply devout. Bach once wrote that music should have no other end and aim than the glory of God and the recreation of the soul. Around the time he was 55, his eyesight started to deteriorate. By the time he was 65, it had gotten so bad that he underwent an operation which made him completely blind, and complications from the surgery led to his death a couple of months later. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic, In My Long Night. I have toiled like a spider at his web in the dome of a church, where only the upraised eyes of martyrs in their torments could see me. Where one cold spring day, with rumors of war in the air, my young parents brought me to be baptized by the priest. Where years after, my grandmother was to lie in an open coffin, looking pleased to be done with having to bury other people. Where I once saw a crow walk in, lured by the gold on the altar and the light the candles cast, while I dangled up there by a thread. In My Long Night, a poem by Charles Simic from his collection Master of Disguises, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.